Lesson 12, Section 1, A, Dialogues. Dialogue 1.
Do you think you could stop whistling? I'm trying to write an essay.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were in the other room.
Dialogue 2.
Is it all right if I leave my rucksack on the back seat?
Yes, of course. Go ahead.
And, would you mind if I took off my shoes? My feet are killing me.
Well, I'd rather you didn't. It's a rather hot day.
Dialogue 3.
Hello, Charles. I haven't seen you all day. What have you been doing?
Actually, I've been working on my first novel.
Oh, yes. How far have you got with it?
Well, I've thought of a good title, and I've made a list of characters, and I've designed the front cover.
Have you started writing it yet?
Oh, yes, I've written 2 pages already.
Only 2?
Well, yes. I haven't quite decided yet what happens next.
Dialogue 4.
I saw an accident yesterday.
What were you doing at the time?
I was queuing for a cinema.
And what did you do when you saw the accident?
I rushed forward to see if I could help.
Dialogue 5.
You're a good squash player. How long have you been playing?
Oh, I've been playing since the beginning of last term. What about you?
Me? Oh, I've been playing for about 2 years now. But I'm still not very good.
Dialogue 6.
I've got a watch with a silver strap.
That's nothing. I've got one with a gold strap.
I've got a watch that tells you the date.
That's nothing. I've got one that tells you the date and the day.
B. Restaurant English. Dialogue 1.
Look at these glasses. This one's even got lipstick on it.
I'm very sorry, madam. I'll bring you clean ones right away.
Dialogue 2.
Ah, head waiter. I want to have a word with you.
Yes, sir. Is there something wrong, sir?
Something wrong? I should think there's something wrong. My wife and I have been kept here waiting nearly an hour for our meal.
I'm terribly sorry about that, sir. Our staff has been kept unusually busy this evening. I'll see to it personally myself. Now, if you wouldn't mind just telling me what you ordered?
Dialogue 3.
This coffee's practically cold.
I'm sorry, madam. I'll bring you a fresh pot straight away.
Section 2. A. Description.
This table shows the number of commuters into central London between 7 a.m. and 10 a.m. daily. The total number is 1,023,000. Of these, 405,000 travel by underground. That's 29% of the total, and 28% travel by British Rail. That's 391,000 people daily. 10% use both rail and underground, and 10%, the 99,000 people, travel by bus. That means a total of 788,000 people, 77% on public transport. The remainder use private transport. 197,000 come by car, and the rest come either by motorbike or bicycle. This means 4% come by motorbike or bicycle, and 19% by car.
B. Conversation.
Mrs. Nicholas went away for a fortnight. Before she went, she called in at the local police station and talked to the policeman on duty.
I'm going away to the seaside for a few days, and I'd like you to keep an eye on my home while I'm away.
Certainly, madam. What's your name and address?
The name's Nicholas, and the address is 14 Springvale.
Thank you. You'll lock all the doors and make sure all the windows are shut, won't you?
Of course.
And you'll remember to cancel the milk.
Yes, I've already done that.
And the papers?
Yes.
And you won't leave any ladders about?
No, we haven't got a big ladder.
That's fine. Are you friendly with the people next door?
Yes, we are.
Well, I think you'd better tell them you're going away too.
Ask them to give us a ring if they see or hear anything suspicious.
Yes, I will. Thank you.
C. A party.
Oh, hi. I thought you might be here.
Oh, hello. How are you?
Not bad. How are you?
All right, I suppose.
What are you drinking?
Some sort of wine. Do you want some?
No, I think I prefer beer. Have they got any?
Yes, there's some over there.
Ah.
All right, you go. I haven't been. Cheers.
Well, what do you think of the party?
It's not bad. I'm not really in the mood for a party, though.
Why is that?
I don't know, really. I suppose I'm a bit tired. Sorry about that.
I should think so.
Oh, don't worry, it's not too bad.
What do you mean? It's gone all over my trousers. I only bought them last week.
There's no need to shout.
I'm not shouting.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Look, why didn't you dry them with this?
You should watch what you're doing.
What do you mean? It was your fault.
How about another drink?
Anyway, don't I know you?
Do you want another drink?
You might do.
You didn't go to St. Mark's School, did you?
Yes, I did, actually.
Yes, I remember now. You were going out with that awful girl, weren't you?
What do you mean?
No, the one with the big nose. What happened to her?
We got married, actually. In fact, that's her over there.
Yes.
Section 3. Dictation. 1.
A woman went into a bar and asked for a glass of water. The barman pointed a gun at her. She thanked him and went out.
Two.
A man was found lying dead in the middle of a desert. He had a pack on his back.
Three.
A woman dialed a number on the telephone. Someone answered and said, "Hello." She put the phone down with a happy smile.
Four.
A man is found dead in a room. There is no furniture, and all the doors and windows are locked from the inside. There is a pool of water on the floor.
Five.
There's a man on a bed and a piece of wood on the floor. The second man comes into the room with sawdust on his hands, smiles, and goes out again.